Howdy neighbors, welcome to our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention. It's a service in part of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and Oklahoma FFA Association. The Oklahoma FFA heard Saturday afternoon, as all FFA members across the country did, the calling out of the name of Riley Pageant of the Woodward FFA chapter as the 2010-2011 National FFA President. Farm Broadcast colleague Dave Russell of Indianapolis was there on hand to talk with Riley right after his name was called out as the new president of FFA.
My name is Riley Padgett, and I'm from Woodward, Oklahoma, Woodward FFA chapter, and I'm currently serving as the National FFA President.
How does that sound?
It sounds like we talked about earlier, I'm still in disbelief. It sounds a little unreal as of right now, so ask me again tomorrow.
Well, let's take a moment to, first of all, what has this FFA organization meant to you?
That's a perfect timing for that question. As I was standing in those stands tonight, as names were called, I was thinking about every memory that I've ever experienced within this organization. And all of those moments in the blue corduroy jacket or in the ag truck or in the agriculture education classroom were just flashing back. All those memories of speech contests and working with cattle or hogs or goats or in the greenhouse or giving speeches were just rushing back to me. And I think that's proof enough that this organization has helped me define who I am and has helped me become who I am today. And I would not be, obviously I wouldn't be sitting here today without it, but I would not be ultimately who I am today without this organization.
As the National FFA President, what kind of year are you anticipating?
It's going to be a great year and a busy year. I'm looking forward to months spent with FFA members, foundation members, board members, board of directors, students, faculty, staff. I'm looking forward to every component. As a National FFA officer, you are one of the six individuals who has the opportunity to speak with every component of FFA. Teachers, students, board members, foundation members, staff. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having the experience of a national officer and all of that entails.
If there's one thing that you hope to accomplish in your year as the national president, what would that be?
Remembering where we come from and remembering the local chapter. If you read in the FFA manual, one of the first paragraphs says that the heart of this association and the heart of this organization lies in the local FFA chapter. And I firmly believe that. Each of us started out as a local FFA member, and my local FFA chapter was here tonight, which made that just that much more real. Each of us started out with a jacket with our chapter on our back. And to remember where we come from and to remember those local chapters is what we need to focus on this year. And I can speak for the other national officers when I hold that true to this year.
Let me ask just one other thing. Who along the way has been there for you?
There are several influences that have been there for me. Ag teachers, friends, and my mom and dad, my grandparents, past national officers, and like I said, friends in or out of the FFA, promoting me all along the way. I'll tell you, this week, we got here last Saturday and began the process last Sunday, and so it's been a full week ahead with the process and with seeking national office, and every step of the way, I've had supporters texting me, as have all of the other national officer candidates, telling them how proud they are of them, and in reality, that makes me feel important, having someone proud of me and being able to just represent that state association well and ultimately represent this national organization.
So after your year as the National FFA President, what's your future career look like?
I will more than likely be back at Oklahoma State University majoring in agricultural communications with a minor in religious studies. Once I graduate from college, I'm either pursuing a law degree from a law school or seminary. And that may seem like contradicting career options, but in reality, they're both options that are helping people make the right decisions and make the right decisions for their life. And so I will keep you updated on that, and we will see after my year of service what my career entails.
Riley Pageant, congratulations on being elected National FFA President, and the very best in your year ahead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Our thanks to Dave Russell, a fellow farm broadcaster who works with the Brownfield Network. Folks, talking in Indianapolis with Riley Pageant, new National FFA President, and a proud member of the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Woodward FFA chapter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.